We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A special task force to combat bullying in schools is being created in the wake of teenager Matilda Tilly Rosewarne's heartbreaking suicide, as Education Minister Sarah Mitchell vows to save other students from falling through the cracks. The Daily Telegraph can reveal Ms. Mitchell is putting together an advisory committee, which is expected to include representatives from the police force, mental health services, and young bullying survivors. The task force will hand down recommendations on how to prevent cyberbullying after 15-year-old Tilly was relentlessly bullied and had fake nude images of her doctored and shared on social media. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your App Store. Sydney Roosters superstar Isabel Kelly inspired a history-making NRLW Premiership win over St George Illawarra on the back of another sensational second-half comeback by the Tricolours. A late try to hooker Olivia Higgins sealed a 16-4 win as the Roosters became the first team apart from the Broncos to win the Premiership. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
People who assault healthcare workers, prison officers, emergency services staff and volunteers will face tough new penalties by the end of the year. The new offences will mean people who wound healthcare workers will face up to 12 years in prison or 14 years if the assault occurs during a public disorder. Wounding a prison guard during a riot could also lead to 14 years in jail. And a gruelling six-week election campaign will be fought on jobs, health and national security as Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese promise voters they are each the safer pair of hands to guide Australia through uncertain times. The nation will decide which man leads the country on May 21st following a 41-day campaign. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.